It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is a day when people may pause to think about what might have happened differently at Virginia Tech. A report on last spring's mass shooting is out this morning. It begins with the simple facts of what happened. Quote, on April 16, 2007, Sung-Hui Cho, an angry and disturbed student, shot to death 32 students and faculty of Virginia Tech, wounded 17 more, and then killed himself. This report is the result of a four-month investigation ordered by the governor of Virginia, and it says that university officials might have saved lives. NPR's Adam Hochberg is in Richmond, Virginia's capital. And Adam, let's begin here. How might they have saved lives?
Well, there are two parts of the incident that the review panel was looking at. The first was what happened the day of the shooting. But the second concerns what the university did in the weeks and months leading up to the shooting, a time when many people on Virginia Tech's campus had expressed concern about the mental state of the shooter, Sung-Hui Cho. And in both cases, the review panel found that the university's response could have been better, that the response on the day of the shooting could have been more wide-ranging, and that the response in the weeks and months that led up to the shooting could have perhaps prevented at least some of the carnage that occurred on April 16th.
Now, I'm looking at this document, which just came out in the last few hours, and a contrast is drawn here. It says that Cho exhibited signs of mental health problems during his childhood. Middle and high schools responded well to these signs, but then it goes on to say the university did not intervene effectively.
And there were a number of signs that all was not well with Mr. Cho. A number of his professors in his creative writing classes and other English classes had expressed concern to their department heads and to other university officials, saying that they noticed a number of disturbing things in his writing, disturbing to use the word mildly. And also there were complaints about his classroom demeanor. People on the campus were scared of him, were afraid of him. There were some students on campus who were saying that they were hesitant to go to class because he was in the same class with them. And those concerns were relayed up the chain at the university. Many of them ended up at the university counseling service, the mental health service on campus. But that's where the response, at least according to this report, seems to have broken down, where university officials did not do enough at that point, according to the study panel, to either help Mr. Cho or remove Mr. Cho from campus.
We were talking with NPR's Adam Hochberg about a report on the Virginia Tech shootings out this morning. And Adam, you mentioned there are two parts to this. One is what happened before the day of the shootings. The other is the timeline of what actually happened on the day of the shooting.
And of particular concern to the study panel was a delay of about 2 hours in between the two phases of this shooting spree. As you might remember, the first gunfire that morning erupted in a dormitory building, and two people were killed there. And then about 2 hours elapsed before the larger part of the shooting spree took place in a classroom building where Cho killed 30 people before he turned the gun on himself. And the study panel said that the response of law enforcement within that 2 hours perhaps could have been more aggressive. They're saying they're not sure that all of the killings could have been prevented, but that the university and law enforcement officials at least could have sounded a louder warning, could have gotten word out on campus, and that might have prevented at least the second phase of this shooting spree.
Might have prevented. They're not saying that people were absolutely culpable here.
Absolutely not. And in fact, Governor Tim Kaine of Virginia, was asked yesterday, he had already seen the report, whether there was something in here that would be a firing offense or some kind of culpability where you'd look at one individual person. And his assessment on that is no. And even the report's authors said that there's no way to say for sure that even if everything had gone right and all the law enforcement and mental health response and everything else were right, that this incident could have been prevented, because as we know now, Cho was a very disturbed individual.
Well, you're there in Virginia, you're there in Richmond, Virginia's capital. As you report this story, do you get a sense that there will be laws changed, procedures changed, lasting reforms from this?
Well, what's going to happen to the report, and there are about 70 recommendations in here, we'll go to the governor later this morning and then the Virginia legislature will look at it. There are a number of things that they're looking at, including some changes in the medical privacy laws, and those are some provisions that university officials said made them hesitant to sound a louder warning about Cho because they were afraid about violating his medical privacy. So those kinds of things will be looked at. There have already been some security changes on Virginia Tech's campus, so I would suspect in the weeks and months to come, we're going to see a number of other reforms.
Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Adam Hochberg reporting this morning from Richmond, Virginia, where a report is out on the Virginia Tech shootings.